Good morning. Learning Shabbos Chus Yidden Eretz Yisroel. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. Hostages should be returned safely. The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. Continuing along the halachas of inedible chametz. So, so we mentioned yesterday, and we're going into the weeds here specifically to give a full understanding of this often misunderstood area of Hilchos Pesach. So we mentioned about one of the common concerns in kashrus agencies is ascertaining if the issue at hand with the capsule or vitamin or medicine, is it a chametz issue or is it a kidneys issue? Obviously, if it's a kidneys issue, that wouldn't be a problem for Sfardim, but for us Ashkenazim, for the most part, this is an issue. But when it comes to medicines, as we said yesterday, kidneys medicines are not an issue. And that can be taken because the custom of kidneys is pushed aside for even a person that's bedridden. Now, just some practical tips when looking at the labels to ascertain if it's a chametz question or a kidneys question. So there's a distinction between what halacha requires in investigating the ingredients of chametz and what the the United States Food and Drug Administration requires in terms of labeling. According to halacha, at least prior to Pesach, 1 to 60 is considered, if it's more than 1/60th, it would be considered a problem in relation to chametz. Whereas in the Food and Drug Administration, their numbers are larger, and you wouldn't legally have to report such a small, minuscule amount. I think that they need at least 2% active ingredient. So if an item is listed as gluten-free, it's not necessarily gonna mean that it's free from chametz, and therefore one does need to come on to the kashrus agencies to ascertain if it's further issues. Have a wonderful day.
You too.